Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A U.S. Navy warship has collided with an oil tanker that happened near Singapore and is now in port under its own power. Reuters' Grace Lee has more on the incident.
A search and rescue operation underway east of Singapore on Monday after the American warship USS John S. McCain collided with an oil tanker during a routine visit through one of the world's busiest waterways. The U.S. Navy says 10 of its sailors are missing and 5 are injured. The damaged destroyer is now sailing under its own power to a Singapore port. It's the second collision involving a U.S. Navy vessel in Asian waters in little more than 2 months after a USS Fitzgerald almost sunk off the coast of Japan following a collision with a Philippine container ship. That accident killing 7 sailors on board. USS Fitzgerald and John S. McCain are both ballistic missile defense capable ships and are part of the same Japan-based destroyer squadron. The U.S. Navy says it's too early to know whether more warships will now be needed to boost the fleet as tensions with North Korea remain high.
Reuters' Grace Lee reporting. President Trump will outline the United States' path forward, as he put it, on the Afghan situation in a speech. It'll happen tonight. U.S. military leadership has been waiting for word from the president on a proposal to send nearly 4,000 more American troops to Afghanistan. United States and South Korea have begun their annual military exercises, the drills drawing attention and objections from North Korea, which sees them as a rehearsal for an invasion. And this year, the exercises come after tensions on the peninsula rose when North Korea test-fired intercontinental ballistic missiles last month, exercises scheduled to run through August the 31st. This is VOA News. Authorities in Spain said today they believe the driver responsible for killing 13 people in a ramming attack last week in Barcelona is a 22-year-old Moroccan man that they have been searching for at least a number, along with 12-person cell still at large. 14 people in all were killed, 100 injured in the attacks in which vehicles were used to plow into pedestrians in Barcelona and in the community of Cambrils. Both attacks claimed by the Islamic State. Deakin University's Greg Barton tells VOA Europe is facing a crisis.
The Polo car the attackers were using in Cambrils was sighted in Paris. France has literally 10 times more foreign terror fighters going out than Spain. But Spain's seen a very large number of arrests, at least 173 in the last 4 years, and that might be one reason why we've not seen a successful jihadi terror attack in Spain.
The Catalan government in Spain says the jihadist cell, which carried out the twin vehicle attacks in Barcelona and that seaside town, has been neutralized, in their words, even though one of the attackers remains on the run. Nearly 500 bodies have been recovered from last week's mudslides and flooding in Sierra Leone in one of Africa's worst natural disasters in years. Hundreds of bodies buried near the site of a mass burial from thousands of victims of the Ebola crisis between 2014 and 2016. Zimbabwe's First Lady Grace Mugabe returned home Sunday from South Africa, where she had been accused of assaulting a model. She was granted diplomatic immunity. Zimbabwe scholar David Moore of the University of Johannesburg on why South Africa is allowing Mugabe to leave the country.
If Grace Mugabe is disgraced through this this event in South Africa, you'd have a very unpopular leader of a party, and a very temporary leader, because she's volatile, as we can see. So that would lead to more uncertainty on the borders of South Africa.
She said South Africa's government is in a difficult position, in part because Grace Mugabe positioned herself to be the successor of her ailing and aging husband. Well, two well-known American comedians have died. Civil rights activist Dick Gregory died Saturday after being hospitalized here in Washington. He was 84. And actor Jerry Lewis, who appeared in dozens of movies over 5 decades, has died at the age of 91. He was at his home in Las Vegas, Nevada, along with his family. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. And we're always available on the VOA mobile app.